This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, January 13th, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Erosion and deposition in Schaeberle Crater. Schaeberle Crater is a large, heavily infilled crater with many interesting features. This image shows a window into the crater-filled deposit, showcasing eroding bedrock and aeolian landforms. The pit is located near the geometric center of our image, making it a central pit crater. Central pit craters are thought to form from impact melt, draining through subsurface cracks in the deepest part of the crater shortly following impact. A close-up image shows light-toned bedrock and a small cliff that appears to be weathering away. Below the cliff, there are several different types of aeolian features, including ripples and transverse aeolian ridges, known as tar. The sand that forms the small, bluish ripples may be weathering out of the cliff face, in contrast to the larger, light-toned tar, which are thought to be currently inactive. More of the tar are visible in another close-up image. In this case, they are clearly covered by a dark, ripple-covered sand sheet. We have only imaged this location once, so it is impossible to determine whether or not the sand sheet is blowing in the wind. But due to repeated high-rise imaging in other areas, active dunes are now known to be common across Mars. And we can reasonably speculate that these dunes are moving too. Early in Martian history, liquid water energetically carved the surface, forming channel systems that look remarkably similar to river valleys and drainage networks on Earth. Exactly how these channels formed, by rainfall, snowmelt, or seepage from underground springs, is often debated. The answer has important ramifications about the early Martian climate. Clues about the source of the water may indicate the shape, layout, and scale of the various tributaries in a channel system. Our image shows an example of just such a water-carved channel. The channel pattern, called dendritic, because of its tree-like branching, begins at the top of the image and runs down over the rim of an ancient impact basin across the basin floor. The soil surface overlying these channels, and indeed the entire landscape, has been changed and reworked over the intervening millions of years by the combined actions of wind and ice. Over time, the original channels become muted or even erased. Nevertheless, some characteristics of the smallest tributary channels are still visible at scales imaged by HiRISE. McLaughlin Crater is a large, approximately 95-kilometer diameter impact crater located north of Marth Vallis in Arabia Terra, a region that was made famous by the book and movie The Martian by Andy Weir. McLaughlin Crater straddles three major terrain types: the northern lowlands, the southern highlands, and the Marth Vallis region. The crater floor is thought to be covered by clays and carbonates that were deposited in a deep lake at least 3.8 billion years ago, perhaps by groundwater upwelling from beneath the crater floor. McLaughlin Crater is listed as a candidate landing site for the 2020 Mars surface mission. Although it is described as a flat, low-risk, and low-elevation landing zone, the region in this image on the southern floor of the crater shows a complex surface of eroded layers that are rough in places. An unusual feature is a straight fracture cutting diagonally across the layered material at the bottom portion of the image that may be a fault line. This is a textbook example of a morphologically fresh and simple impact crater. At 1.3 kilometers in diameter, this unnamed crater is only slightly larger than Arizona's Barringer crater, by about 200 meters. Note the simple bowl shape and the raised crater rim. Rock and soil, excavated out of the crater by the impacting meteor called ejecta, forms the ejecta deposit. It is continuous for about one crater radius away from the rim and is likely composed of about 90% ejecta and 10% in-place material that was reworked by both the impact and the subsequently sliding ejecta. The discontinuous ejecta deposit extends from about one crater radius outward. Here, high-velocity ejecta that was launched from close to the impact point and got the biggest kick flew a long way, landed, rolled, slid, and scoured the ground, forming long tendrils of ejecta and V-shaped ridges. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.